Thank you, Bettina. Actually, yes, we put more focus on on-site sanitation this time. And in 2020-21, with the support of World Health Organization, we conducted a really comprehensive assessment of the management of on-site sanitation facilities as a national study, and including policy analysis. That policy analysis was very thorough and very comprehensive, and included looking at various and all phases in the chain of management of on-site sanitation systems, from in planning documents, and also focusing on containment, emptying, transport of fecal sludge, treatment plants, also treatment of fecal sludge, and end use and disposal. We were looking at several aspects in these documents. For example, whether on-site sanitation facilities were or are addressed in those documents, whether costing is addressed, whether responsibilities are clearly defined in those documents, and also whether monitoring and surveillance over their management is also are also defined in those documents and our legal acts. And we revealed really very much very a lot of challenges and the gaps in our regulation. For example, in planning documents and also in the phase of containment, emptying, or in the phase of transport and treatment and treatment of fecal sludge, on-site sanitation are very insufficiently addressed. And also when it comes to responsibilities, the responsibilities of service providers are not clearly defined in terms of treatment of fecal sludge from on-site sanitation systems. Actually, in our regulation, it is foreseen that service providers should be licensed for this service, but it is but only addressing sewage system and transport of fecal sludge through sewage system, not from on-site sanitation system. And also monitoring and surveillance over the management of on-site sanitation system is also insufficiently addressed. And treatment of fecal sludge from on-sanitation system and end use is not addressed at all. So those are really huge gaps and challenges, and our plan is to address them in some stepwise approach in future. And I can say that as an immediate follow-up action, we actually conducted a project on the novel approach, integrated approach on water and sanitation safety planning in small-scale system with some financial support from German Federal Ministry responsible for environment, and also with the lead partner, Netherlands National Institute of Public Health on Public Health and Environment. And we conducted them on two locations, selected locations in rural areas with different managerial options. And that was a really very nice experience, because we demonstrate in the field that it is very feasible to integrate water and sanitation safety planning approach and risk-based approach. And that is that also it was very useful for us to raise awareness of our operators of small systems, and also to build capacities of our professionals in the network of the public health, of the Institute of Public Health of Serbia and Ministry of Health, to raise their to raise their capacities for further scaling up of how to say, advocating and for that novel approach. Thank you very much.